Well, good evening, gentlemen, and it's beer night because I've worked all week and I deserve it. Now, you're probably wondering why I got a pitcher of eggplants here. Well, it'll become clear very shortly. So I put a link to a news item down below, and it's about a man who's 39 years of age and had consensual sex with a femon. Yeah, I know that's rare. According to the femons, they hardly ever agree to have sex. But don't worry, there is a twist. Apparently halfway through, this man took his condom off and didn't tell the femon. And apparently he's got a name. It's called stealthing. So what do they call the withdrawal method? I don't know. Withdrawal? Pull out? Anyway, he apparently apologized to her by texts later on, but then he deleted them. And for some reason, the femon screenshotted them. Why would she do that? Unless she's planning on something. Well, someone said that the man put her in a place where she would be pregnant for 9 months and then become a parent. But of course, nowadays, the man wouldn't get away with it either. They'd do a DNA test done, and he would be on the hook too. But if femons don't control sex enough, the man has been charged with rape and been given 4 years, 3 months in jail. So it goes to prove that if you go with a femon, you're actually getting into bed with the government as well. You're far better off just to go with a femon of the night. You'll only pay the once, and they won't be playing any side hustle. Of course, I remember when I was a younger man, and I went with a femon that said she was on the pill, and I went with her for quite some time. But then she decided to stop taking the pill, but she never told me. Can you imagine me going to the police and saying, "Look, she stopped taking the pill, but never told me." Really, when you think about it, how many femons have entrapped a male with pregnancy? And I believe that 4 years, 3 months is way too long a sentence. What happened if the condom split or just fell off? Anyway, guys, read the story. Let me know what you think about it. Soon you'll have to get lawyers to type up a sort of agreement and you both sign it then and there with the lawyers present before you can actually have sex. And probably the lawyers will have to stay and watch to make sure everything's okay. Femons have completely destroyed sex. Don't worry, guys, I've always been irresponsible. Still am. Hey, take it easy, guys.